Honest conversations? Are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue.
Oh, God. I don't know why, but I didn't think engineering was going to be this hard. Well, I'm pretty sure you knew that. You had heard so many people talk about it, and you come from a country where the kids are forced to have engineering as the only option of their career, and then they try to get in, but then they realize that that's not what they're really interested in, and it's too demanding. And they break free. Or they don't break free. Yeah. But you didn't choose engineering because you thought it was cool, did you? No, I didn't. I didn't choose it because I thought it was cool. I'll agree that I wanted to go to software engineering, but by mistake, I ended up choosing computer engineering. And that is just one difference, but I still like it. Like, I love computers and I want to know and understand how they work at a very basic level and start working on them and build something that helps the whole world do something. And that's why I want to be in engineering. So, yeah, I think I'm going to love what I'll study, but it's still hard. I thought everyone in university studies the same amount, but that's not true. When I look at the people I met from other faculties, they have only a few hours of classes in a week. And I have a day that starts at 8:30 and ends at 5:30 every day. And then don't forget the work you're supposed to do outside of lectures. Oh yeah, and that. I feel like right now, the amount of work I've gotten in the first 2 weeks of engineering would take all of my time. And I still need to get a part-time job. Do you have to? Do you have to get a part-time job? Yeah, of course. Every time I go out to buy something, I convert those dollars into rupees. And then I add the transferring fee on top of that. And that's what I think is the actual cost of the thing that I'm going to buy is. And that has made buying everything so hard because compared to India, everything here in general is more expensive. And when I converted to what my dad actually is paying for the things that I'm buying, it just makes it impossible for me to actually enjoy something. Or like I've only been able to buy things that are very crucially necessary. And I don't want to live like that. I need a part-time job just to cut all of that thinking. That makes sense, but don't you think that if you get a part-time job and you fail a term, it's going to be more expensive than if you don't get a part-time job and spend and buy everything you need to get? Yeah, see, I know that engineering is taking a lot of my time, but I also think that there are still a few hours left in which I can work, and just working for those few hours is going to save me a lot of stress that's coming from sources that are not my education. And I think if I start a job and I can't handle it, people will let me go. No one's going to tie my hands and tell me that I have to keep working. I'm sure people will understand. How are you so sure? Ugh. I don't know, like, I guess I'll have to search this up, but I think if I don't go to a job, the maximum they can do is not pay me, which is fair, but I don't think they can get me arrested. Yes, but then you can never get hired again by those people. That's true. But you know what? I still want to try this. If I start in a month, if I start at the end of, if I start working next month, and if by the end of October I don't think I can handle it, I'm going to drop it. And if that means that I have to pay something to get out of it or anything, I'll do that if it's affecting my health, but I can't not try it. Whoa. Double negatives confuse me. Don't do that. Okay, so. But see, here's the thing, right? When I say I can't not try it, it's different than I can try it. Like when I'm saying I can try it, it just says that I can try it. But when I'm saying I can't not try it, I'm saying that not trying is not an option. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I get it. I get why double negatives are useful, but they just trip me up, you know? It's like I'm walking on a smooth road and I suddenly trip. That's what it feels like. Okay, so I'll try not to use double negatives. Anyway, back to the topic. I think engineering is getting too stressful. And I just think that it's not that I have to put in more hours. I just think I wasn't prepared for it. Or I wasn't prepared for the fact that other students don't study that much. I ended up gazing at the schedule of one person who's studying history or something, I guess. And he had Thursdays and Fridays completely off. And on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, he just had a couple of lectures. That's scary. The fact that my timetable looks like a full-time job and his looks like a constant long weekend. Yeah, but you have to look at it this way too, right? What you are doing does require more knowledge, and you're not going to get the fruits of it, or you're not going to get paid well. You will. And what effort you put in now is going to give you a result that you deserve. You don't have to get demotivated. If you like the subject, continue doing it. And yeah, if you want to change it, you can think about that too, and it's not wrong. But you shouldn't just get demotivated because someone else has more free time than you. That's one of the dumbest reasons to give up on your dreams. Wow. I don't know if that was deep or not, but I get you. You mean you get you? I don't want to get into the whole rabbit hole of who am I talking to right now. I know I'm talking to myself, but I also know that I'm talking to you. Let's just leave it at that, okay? Yeah, fine. Okay, so you said you're going to get a part-time job. So yeah, I have like applied to many positions online, but I think it's time for me to just go in person. Yeah, I think going in person would give you more results. Because I don't know how often do those companies who post part-time postings even check their account or whatever they get the posting results back. Yeah, so I'm gonna go to the food services on campus and ask them if they have any work for me. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. What about the IT desk? Oh, yeah. I missed the deadline to apply, so I think I'll have to apply next year. That seemed like a sweet job. Yeah, it did. I think I would really like working at the IT desk, but at least I can start getting some money through the food services for now. Yeah, you should do that. Okay, so do you want to start? Do you want to start studying now? I can't believe there's so much to study all the time. Like, I feel like I'm never done with studying. For example, I have an assignment deadline tomorrow, and then I get this next assignment right after that. And I have 3 assignment deadlines on Monday. And it's just so constant and cyclic. I am always going to be studying, right? Yes, you will. Almost always going to be studying. But if you plan your time well, and if you force yourself to get out and actually do something other than staying in this engineering bubble of yours, you can balance it out. What do you mean, engineering bubble? I mean, did you notice how in class everyone almost always just hangs out together, even after lectures? They study together and everything. Yeah, isn't that good? I feel like I should also do that. Well, firstly, I don't think you can study with other people. You experimented with that a lot during high school. Yeah, that is true. I can't study with people. Yeah, and secondly, I don't think you should do that. I think you should study, and when you have free time, you should try to do activities where you're not surrounded by other engineers. I guess I can understand why. Yeah, see, so if you surround yourself with people who are not in engineering, you're going to learn so much about something that you have no clue of. I kind of get it, but am I not going to learn a lot even from the people in engineering just because all of us are so different? Yeah, see, all of you are different, but there are also many similarities between them. Yeah, like most of them are guys. Yeah, apart from the fact that 80% of the engineers around you are guys, they are also all interested in the same topics as you. That is why they are also in computer engineering. But imagine if you went to the drama club or something and you met people who knew more about the other side of the campus, the other side of the world. Yeah, I guess I have very little knowledge on all the social topics and everything. Actually, all I know about is math and numbers and bits and booleans. Yeah, so I think the fact that you are in an environment where you can access all of this information and all of this diversity easily, you should go out and see those places. Yeah, but how do I do that? Well, you could join some clubs, or I don't know, go for events. Going for events sounds very scary. Because when you're going for events, everyone's just there randomly. What do you mean, randomly? See, like when you're going to a club, everyone's focused on what the club does, right? So if I go to the drama club, everyone will be focused on drama. But if I go to an event, most people are there to socialize. And that's something you don't want. Yeah, I don't just want to, okay, I don't know, that sounds rude, but I just don't want to socialize with people. I want to work on them with something, or maybe get to know them from a different angle, but not just talk to them because they want to talk to me so that something might happen, so that something might come out of it. Yeah, like something like a relationship or something. I don't know. I know this is like a stereotype within me, but I just don't want to go in an environment where people are just there to find a date or something. I know this is like, I know this is something where my mind is stuck, but Now, I get what you're saying. If you go to events which are mainly meant for people to socialize, such interactions are more probable. Whereas if you go to a club meeting and everyone's there to talk about cheese or talk about drama, then you are all talking about this, like, this one thing, and there's less room for general socialization. Yeah, see? Maybe I'm not wrong. Or maybe I am fine, but I'm too much of an... I'm going to an extreme, though. Okay, you know what you should do? Just take baby steps. First, I think you need to find a part-time job. Then, if you still have time, which I doubt I will. Yes, but if there's some club or something you can join that you like, and you could fit in your schedule, then maybe join the club. And maybe after a term or two of doing this, you get comfortable enough to even go and attend those events and meetups that you're scared of. Yeah, I don't have to start everything right now. As long as I take the resources available to me and use them within the next 5 years, I think I would have made something good of my university life. Yeah, exactly. So don't stress out about your mindset of not attending events and stuff. Maybe it's because you've suddenly come out to the world and everything is very new. So don't criticize yourself so much. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so back to the calculus assignment now. Calculus.
You just finished another episode of The Inner Dialogue. If you would like to reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Inner Dialogue. And if you would like to follow Arya's journey ahead, stay tuned for the next episode.